PR.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. CU Boulder has reported 385 coronavirus cases since the fall semester began. CPR's Paolo Schultzeda reports.
Of the cases reported so far, nearly 70% are among people living off campus. CU contact tracers haven't found outbreaks were caused by in-person classes. Instead, they say there's widespread transmission among sororities, fraternities, and other off-campus housing. The university is warning students that attending a large gathering violates public health orders and may result in probation or suspension. Earlier this month, another university in the state, Colorado College, suspended most in-person classes following an outbreak of cases in on-campus dorms. I'm Paolo Schultzeda, CPR News.
Some in Congress remain hopeful that a coronavirus relief package could still get done before the election. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic and Republican leaders are both doing their political calculations, while at the same time, rank-and-file members on both sides of the aisle are pushing for more help. Democrat Jason Crow says there has to be compromise.
Not everybody's going to get everything they want. You know, that's the nature of, a divided government here and trying to get a deal that everyone can live with. But we do have to get something done.
One bipartisan group has proposed a smaller package, one that would include unemployment benefits, state and local aid, and liability protections. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Louisville, Kentucky has agreed to pay millions to the family of Breonna Taylor, who was killed by police in March. Meanwhile, the state attorney general continues to investigate any criminal wrongdoing. Then, a baby boom of cougar kittens in the Santa Monica Mountains west of L.A. 13 baby mountain lions were born this summer, a record since the count began. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, no one knows the challenges of running to represent Colorado's 3rd Congressional District except the candidates who've done it, like former Senator Ben Neithardt Campbell.
This has always been a little bit of a difficult district to represent, I think, because you have a diverse agenda.
What it takes to win Colorado's 3rd Congressional District in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 86 in Denver and Colorado Springs. Hazy skies along the Front Range. It's 89 and hazy for Pueblo. This is CPR News.